It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about how the last few days have felt like a roller coaster ride for my emotions, but how I want to close these days out on a high note. And so when I think about it a little bit more, you know, one, I was frustrated because, you know, of the things in my life that I didn't have any control over, but I wanted to change. And then two, I was frustrated with myself about those things that I actually do have control over that I think I could probably be doing a better job at, but I just had not been. So when I turned to the Bible, I wanted to turn to somebody who also dealt with the, you know, the ups and downs, if you will, of life. And for me, that person is most reflected by David. One, I just love and admire David's relationship with God. It's raw and it's authentic. He will praise and worship the Lord, but then if he feels forsaken by him, he has no problem expressing that as well. And of course, David is very familiar with dealing with outside opposition, but he's also very in tune with his own, you know, personal inner turmoil. And even in Psalm 38:4, he says, my guilt overwhelms me. But what we know for David for sure is that he resists the temptation to get bitter and to give up. Instead, he cries out to God, he waits on God, and he gives God all the credit for his testimony in the end. The scripture today is Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord protects me from danger. So why should I tremble? So the next time I'm feeling like, you know, life is a roller coaster, I'm going to know that what follows trials and turmoil is a great testimony. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.